This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Governor Snyder has appointed a new justice to the state Supreme Court. The appointment comes after former Justice Diane Hathaway formally resigned last month amidst a scandal over a personal real estate deal and pleading guilty to bank fraud. And for many court watchers, it was a surprise pick. Chief Judge of the Macomb County Circuit Court, David Viviano, is the governor's choice. Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, joins us now. Rick, you were at the announcement. What can you tell us about Judge Viviano?
Well, as you pointed out, he was something of a dark horse appointment. That his name was on a lot of people's lists, but typically you'd see someone pulled from the Court of Appeals, among other things. It would give the governor an appointment to that court as well to do that. And my understanding of what really intrigued Rick Snyder about Judge David Viviano is that he found him to be, I think, maybe something of a kindred spirit, forward-looking, technology-minded. That he's considered a very, very able chief executive of the circuit court. He's participated in a lot of pilot projects dealing with things like new jury rules, electronic filing, things like that, and so it seems like this is an appointment of a mind to help, you know, create the Michigan judiciary of the 21st century.
Now, this choice increases the Republican majority on the high court. Do you think we will notice that in court rulings, or will it pretty much be the same since they had the majority anyway?
Well, we don't have a lot of appellate opinions to draw from to decide, you know, what he is. But I've checked around on him, and he's considered reliably conservative in the way that judges are conservative. He said that he's a, quote, rule of law judge, which, you know, a lot of people would call a strict constructionalist. What we'll see is, since, you know, the court already has kind of a lopsided Republican majority, that where the divides are partisan, that now we'll see 5-2 majorities rather than 4-2 majorities, or before Justice Hathaway resigned, 4-3 majorities. So it isn't really expected to change the jurisprudence side of the court a whole lot.
Now, Rick, this appointment does not require confirmation from lawmakers, right? So he can just step right on up.
He will start, I believe, his official first day is Friday, and the courts of the first oral arguments of the new session are this coming Tuesday.
And what are some of the first cases that they'll be taking up with Judge Viviano on the bench?
Kind of a mishmash. Probably the most prominent one is a case of a woman who's suing the Kent County Sheriff's Department. It's a civil action. She said that that she should be able to sue the Sheriff's Department for failing to execute in a timely fashion a pickup warrant for her brother, who was mentally ill and committed suicide in the period between after the warrant was issued. That's probably the biggest case, but it's a mishmash of complicated tax law cases, some criminal law cases, a few insurance cases, and of course one of the things waiting for Judge Viviano and the rest of the court to decide on is Governor Rick Snyder's request that they render a special ruling on the legality, the constitutionality of Michigan's new right to work law.
Oh, that's right. That'll be right there on the right there on the front line.
It's now, there sitting on his desk waiting.
Now, and he has to run for re-election in 2014, correct?
Yeah, he just won a 6-year term on the Macomb County Circuit Court, where we should point out his father served as a judge and his sister still serves as a judge. So this is a big Macomb County, you know, legal and political family. And now he will have to run to fill out the term as required by the Michigan Constitution next year. And then he'll have to run again in 2 years because that's when the term expires. So he's going to be one running judge.
Rick Pluta, always good talking with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you too.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.